Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we are scheduled to have a very special guest, Ms. Oya Thomas. But if she is unable to show up, I want to talk to you a little bit about the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, as well as some things that we're doing in the media, as well as some projects that we have coming up, because I want you to become an integral part of what God is doing for this particular ministry. But first, we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Now, ladies and gentlemen, our guest is not on the line yet, but I do want to speak to you a little bit about the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I want to speak to you about how to navigate some of the things or projects that we have going on with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. And so what I want you to do, first of all, we're going to go through a little treasure walk, and I'm going to see if our guest is on. I don't believe this is our guest. Ms. Thomas, are you on the line?
Me.
You made it. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you? Peace and blessings to you and all your listeners.
Peace and blessings to you as well. Let me pray, and then we're going to start, okay?
All right. What a way to get going.
Yes, ma'am. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us on this beautiful day, Lord. We ask that you bless this ministry to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We're asking you that you continue to bless Ms. Thomas, Lord, as she goes about her way and doing her work, Lord. And would you just bless each person that she comes in contact with, Lord. We're asking that this ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment that you have been waiting on, I have Miss, and I hope I'm saying her name right, Miss Oya.
Oya Thomas. Oya Thomas.
Oya. Oh, I had it right.
Oya.
Uh-huh. Oya Thomas, mm-hmm, on the line, and she is a dynamic singer, songwriter, actress, and musical mentor and author, and she is going to share some of her spectacular gifts with us, and I'm so excited. So without further ado, I'm presenting to some and just introducing to others Miss Oya. Miss Oya, I know you're on the line. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Again, peace and blessings to you and all your listeners. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking our time to come on the Love Show. Okay. Can you tell listeners a little bit about yourself?
Well, you said it. I'm a singer, a songwriter. I do love acting. That came right with the music, of course, and doing the plays and all of that. And I am also an author, motivational speaker. That goes hand in hand because of the kind of things that I write about. And, yeah, I love working in this world of production and creating things and having the mission and purpose behind them, that everything that I do has to be involved in some form of inspiration. So that's my whole tag of everything I do, energizing through music and arts. So that's me.
Wow, and I like that term, energizing through music and arts. And it seems like maybe your music could also be used for some type of relaxation, as you said, for inspiration, but relaxation when people are just meditating or engaged in yoga or something like that as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's different songs that, you know, have that kind of more smooth, laid-back, you know, vibe, you know, like The Answer, where you can just kind of, you know, chill and ba-ba-di-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. You know, that kind of little smooth little vibe. And then you got the music coming in and then the lyrics, you know, Peace in the Valley. You know, those are kind of songs you can just kind of unwind to and really just connect and, you know, that kind of thing. And then you got some other funky fun, you know, stuff, you know, things that kind of help you bounce around and be positive and happy, or, you know, get with the get down, you know, like Too Blessed to Be Stressed or Voodoo, you know, letting everybody know you can't let nobody else say or do anything. It's up to you. It's the voodoo you do to yourself if you hold your own self back, because nobody can't hold you back. So it's stuff like that you can kind of get with, you know.
Right. Right, right. Most definitely. Okay. And, you know, since you kind of gave me a hint that you like to sing and, you know, you can sing without the music, I'm going to get you to give us a little rendition later on in this interview. Is that okay?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You see, I done started something, huh?
Yeah, you started it, see? Okay. Now, can you tell me, how did you get into music and acting?
You know, it just was a natural thing. I could tell everybody, you know, my mom would be washing the dishes singing. My brother was, you know, laid out with the piano and with the guitar and the trumpet. And so I was around, you know, him playing music. And then my father was just one of the most amazing singers that I've known to date, you know. And that he was, I would say, my biggest inspiration as regards to voice. And then my brother, as regards to creating and writing music, it just put me in that place to do what I do, you know. And then, you know, just kind of getting connected in all the plays and stuff at school. And it was just a natural kind of connection, like I said, from music. I started singing at 3. And then so around, you know, those kind of elementary years, kind of preteens and stuff, like really catching the acting bug, doing those plays and stuff. Even though I kind of did that earlier on with, like, the church plays, too, before I got into school and really got into the acting groups and such. And then it just took a life of its own from that point, actually moving forward, doing things professionally, getting paid for them, performing, singing at the little small fashion show, to, you know, then actually really doing commercials and auditioning and doing actual roles and, you know, all that good stuff. So that's how it all got going.
Wow. Okay. Now, what roles have you played as an actress?
Well, I've done, you know, many actual, you know, musical, kind of the urban, the gospel plays, all of those kind of different things, a variety of different kind of characters that have been really fun. And, you know, like I said, from other commercial to film. And it, one of my favorite projects that we finished and we're in kind of the discussion for doing another season. We did 2 seasons of The Therapist, and that was a really great show. And me and the director are actually talking about a film right now. And, you know, I just put everything kind of on hold with all of that, as those things were really starting to bubble up to complete the book and, you know, moving on with doing new music. And then I'll be getting back into those roles. So it's a lot going on.
Right, and that's good, that's good. Now, can you, because I like to write, can you tell me the name of one of your shows, a series that you've been in? Because I want to look at it, and then I want to write about it, kind of bring some
light. Oh, yeah, I think the one that you would really like is The Therapist, and everyone can actually check that out, even though, you know, the show is over, and we'll probably be moving into season 3, but it's on YouTube. Just type in The Therapist, and if you want to, just to make sure, you can type in Oya, O-Y-A, Oya Thomas, along with The Therapist, and then you'll be able to really get to it, you know that that's me. I'm one of the starring, you know, actresses in the project. And then you can just go down the whole thing all the way from, you know, the first episode on, and a lot of people really get hooked on it because it's really good writing, and Geno Brooks, the creator and the writer, and director, mm-hmm. did such a wonderful job, and he's gone on to do some really great other series. He's actually filming another one right now that I was signed on to do, but with my schedule I couldn't do, and that's coming out right now. He did Black Boots, which is a show about fraternities and sororities. And this mm-hmm. one that he has, the one that I was supposed to do, I really wish I could have done, it's mm-hmm. about the life of single man or something like that. So, you know, that should be coming out soon. And so we'll be doing something else as well together pretty soon. But, yeah, check that out. I'm sure you'll enjoy that one and can write about that one.
Yes. And let me ask you this because I'm very interested. Where was this filmed at?
It was filmed here in Los Angeles. And the thing that's so intriguing about that one is because it's about relationships. You know, there's uh-huh. there's different kinds of relationships. One is marriage, and, you know, that particular husband kind of steps out of his marriage for various reasons. There's another couple who they're together, but they're having a challenge where she can't have a child. And then there's the relationship that I'm in with, you know, someone that's trying to make it, and she kind of does some things that aren't really a protocol in the relationship to you know, to get him and them ahead. And so what ends up happening amongst other relationships, they end up at the therapist to really discuss what's going on in their relationships, and that brings them all together. So it's really it's very actually practical, too, even though some things are a little crazy, but they're things that people actually really have experienced in their life, and that was why I liked it, because it was realistic. And what's most important, mm-hmm. as I mentioned earlier, outside of just taking roles is something that I don't do, when I read that when I read that season, what I really liked, because his background is in the world of, like, sociology, and you know, he actually went to school and not just as a writer, as a director, but he wanted to share something beyond just kind of a sensationalized project, but talk about what happens when you step out of relationships and you cheat on your girl or your wife or your husband or this and that. And so he actually puts things in the forefront for people to think about, become educated about, create awareness about STDs, you know, all of that kind of thing to make people think. And that's why I really like that, because if you do this, then that can happen. You do that, then that can happen. So it's information that people need to see, and they get to see it through entertainment. They get to be entertained. But then, oh, wow, yeah, let me think about that. And that's things that right. people need to see.
That's right. And speaking of that, that's very important that you said that, when you always display a common theme and have people think about it, but you're also entertaining them and you're inspiring them at the same time. We're going to listen. This kind of got you off the hook because Ms. Crystal Brown, your manager, sent one of your songs, and we're going to listen to it, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And it's entitled Hold On, Be Strong. And we're going to talk a little bit about that after it plays. I'm going to do a sound check, too, okay?
Okay.
So just let me know if you, I'm going to turn it up. Okay. We're going to play. This is Hold On, Be Strong by Miss Oya Thomas. God is so good. Miss Oya, you can sing and you have such a gift, and you know, your music is so inspirational. You know, Hold On, Be Strong. What really inspired you to write that song, and who was you singing to at that particular time?
It's funny that you say, who was I actually singing to at that particular time, because that song actually was one of the songs I was debating if I was even going to put on the album or not. And just randomly at the time when I was thinking about it, I got a tweet from someone that was commenting about my positive tweets and trying to convince me that the world is really bad and there's so many negative things going on between the nations and politics and people. And he was just in a very negative place, a very dark place. And after receiving that, just at the moment, like I just kind of took a break and just kind of looked at my Twitter. I was like, what's going on? And I saw that and I responded to him. And as I responded to him, it made me decide that that song really needed to be on the album. And that's really how it made it. I was really talking to him and so many other people like him, that sometimes naturally as human beings we just kind of get in a dark kind of place sometimes because of whatever might be going on in our life or what we see out in the world, and we can be disconnected from our spirit, from source, from the positive, to all the great things of why we're actually really here. And sometimes people just, as I say, you can have a bad day, you can have a bad week, a bad month, a bad year, depending on what's going on. But if you hold on, be strong, and you take the action steps in your life to do what you came here to do in a positive way, that new day will come. And as I said, God is good, and, you know, life is beautiful, but we just have to really connect to that. We have to connect to that.
That's right. Excellent. Okay. Now, what new projects do you have going on at this particular time?
Well, the latest thing that's out right now is my book, The 5-Star Points for Success, Manifest Your Dreams, Live Your Life Purpose, is the subtitle that really expresses what the book does. And so we're about to really be promoting that. And coming up soon, new music. So right after I finish recording the audiobook, which is happening as we speak, we're in pre-production for that. So you can look forward to, those that don't really like to read can listen to the audiobook. And then expect to have a new single out, a new music out later this year. So that's what's happening. There's some other productions I don't want to talk about quite yet. But if your listeners follow me on, you know, Instagram, on Twitter, check out my, you know, website, which is all my social media, Spirit of Oya. My Facebook is Spirit of Oya page. But all the rest of it, Instagram and Twitter and all that's all Spirit of Oya, will be updating and letting you know about the new music and these other productions that are going to be filmed, as well as well as another stage production. So that information will be leaked out pretty soon.
Great. Okay. What are some of your short and long-term goals as far as music or acting? I know that you told me a little bit about some new things that's coming up, but do you have anything that you want to initiate or create or start, like a group or youth or anything like that?
Yes, actually, that's something that we're working on right now, and it's called I Am a Ray of Light. That's my movement to be able to highlight people that are doing amazing, wonderful, profound things in the communities that aren't really talked about, people don't know about, they're not highlighted, and to be able to raise funds for those that have dreams and really have the gusto, the fire in them, and just need the finances or that pick-me-up or a coach or something to assist them. So that's the movement that we're working on right now, developing the nonprofit. Other than that, as regards to other projects related to music, the book, like I said, the stage production, other filming, and all that good stuff, whether it be that I'm producer of it or working in conjunction with other producers and writers and all that fun stuff, that stuff is just naturally happening. And like I said, you can, you know, check out my website, spiritofvoid.com, or the social media and see what's up and coming. But as regards to beyond giving back in art of inspiration, actually really taking the physical action steps to assist people to their dreams is something that is a big goal for me.
Okay. Great, great. All right. Now, I see all of these individuals who you've opened up for, and I see many individuals who you said influenced you. So I'm going to ask you while I have you on the line, who influenced your talent in music, and then who influenced your talent in acting? And who have you met that you just thought was so awesome? Besides
well,
me, okay?
You know, my answer is not as that exciting as regards to, you know, who really inspired me, you know, I mean, just from the roots, from the ground up, like, I have to give that to my father. Like, I absolutely do. You know, watching him perform and seeing how people responded to him, and as a child, mm-hmm. listening to what they said and the energy movement that he brought forth in them, that in church was, that was everything. There was nothing that he actually told me. It was watching him and what he did to people, you know. And then, like I said, coupled with that, that really engaged me with the writing and stuff. It was just naturally being around my brother, kind of wanting to just do what he was doing. You know, he was playing the piano and stuff, and, you know, I just wanted to do that. Now, as I grew up, and then artists that really moved me, David Sanborn, a saxophone player, I was so intrigued by him. And he is the one that mm-hmm. made me pick up saxophone in high school, and that's my first instrument outside of voice that I picked up beyond guitar and piano. I had to learn it. Mm-hmm. I loved it, and then that took me down a pathway of learning about other amazing artists, you know, in a jazz era, which then opened up a whole new door for me, like checking out Charlie Parker and then starting to listen to the other vocalists and things that really took me back to the 1940s and, you know, even before that with Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith. So I started to really backtrack and go down this whole rabbit hole that influenced me even more as an actual artist. And then, of course, I mean, there's no way that I can, you know, get out of paying honor and speaking on Whitney Houston. That was, of course, you know, as a little girl, the one that I like, oh, like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like, singing her songs, the whole album, just the everything about her, you know, as a female, because I had, you know, that male energy, and then I found that female energy growing up with Whitney. And, of course, there's all kinds of other greats like Patti and Aretha and Etta James and all these others that I really loved, but that was the female that really got me as a young lady.
Wow, okay, great. Now, you touched on one of the books that you've written, and I know you have two books, so can you tell the listeners a little bit about, once again, the title of your books and the gist of each book, please?
Well, actually, I have been a published, you know, writer in different magazines and things of that nature. But, no, this is my actual first book outside of the articles, the blogs, the all of that good stuff. The 5-Star Points for Success is my first official book. And, so that's out on Amazon and iTunes to be downloaded digitally, or you can purchase the paperback book if you like those tangible books like I do at the Spirit of Oya store on the website.
Okay, great. All right, and what can we expect to find in that book?
Okay, well, the 5-Star Points is about the alignment of the mind, body, spirit, emotions, and environment. It's about creating that strong foundation that you must have in order to then move forward into catapulting into your dreams and living your life purpose. Mm-hmm. So no matter what mm-hmm. happens in your life, what no matter what anyone says or does, you will move forward in a way that is so powerful, not looking behind, not worrying, not judging yourself, not questioning yourself, because you know who you are. That's the main thing about the 5-star points, is that it's about the foundation first. So you have that strong mm-hmm. foundation. And when you have that, you can really do anything in the world. So those things that might hold you back, for example, like those negative thoughts, not even somebody telling you negative things, but you telling yourself negative things, you not taking mm-hmm. care of yourself, you know, the judgments that you have against yourself, the fears. Well, this book helps you get rid of those blocks, those fears, those issues, so that you can then move forward. So it's really powerful, great stuff, and I'm pretty thrilled and excited that so many people are reviewing it so well and actually saying how it's really helping them.
Great. Now, let me ask you this. You are also a motivational speaker, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, tell me, I want to know where all you've traveled to speak, and also tell me a little bit about your topics.
So I have different kinds of topics, but they really go right back to the 5-star points for success as regards to the foundation. And then the topics might say I might be talking to an older group versus teens or a women's forum or entrepreneurs, but it's all the same, but it's kind of tailored differently for those groups, but it's still first and foremost before going into the life experiences or certain things that I focus on, that foundation has to be there. You can't skip that foundation. So now if I'm talking to teens, like the Teen Dreammaker series, it's specific to what I was going through as a teenager, not having the support that a lot of teenagers say that they don't, and they make it as an excuse. And as they get older as an adult, well, I didn't have that support. Well, I didn't either. And it wasn't because my parents didn't love me, because they absolutely did. But they just didn't understand this little entrepreneur, and they didn't really think that going into the world of entertainment was the wisest choice, because most people in their minds aren't successful, and they just wanted me to get like a regular job, you know, with benefits, and they wanted to protect me. So in the Teen Dream Makers, we want to get rid of, you know, those kinds of thoughts in the kids' heads when they have parents or teachers or somebody telling them that they can't do what they really want to do, what they're really amazing at, what they came into this world for. With the woman warrior within, you know, we look at the self-nurturing and the things that, because women kind of naturally, generally speaking, take care of everybody else but themselves. So we talk a little bit more about that and different issues that women have. And, well, I'm a woman, you know what I mean? So I'm an expert in that. And as an entrepreneur and a businesswoman that started my first company in high school, you know, I have a lot of experience from all of the business that I've done, including, you know, as an independent contractor, working in management, production, with a record label, a publishing company, production company. So we talk, I have a lot to say about the world of business and how to really operate in this business from the ground up, and then also sustaining and moving forward into your future, because as artists, you're going to get older and you need to be able to sustain when you're a senior, and we need to look at the financial aspect of things. So these are all the different things that go along with it, but it starts with that foundation. So those are just a few. Those are just a few. But it's all with starting from that 5-star points.
Wow. Okay. Is there anything else you would like to share with the listeners that has not been shared?
You know, I just want to share that whatever is in your heart to do, go for it. You know, we have, as we know it, this one life. We were born into this world to do something. You are no mistake. We are no mistake. This conversation, this radio show that you have, and you know, inviting me on is no mistake. I don't believe in those things called mistakes. If you're here, you're here for a reason, and what you're doing right now, even if it's just one person that hears this that's healed by something, then we've done our job today. You know what I mean? So I just really encourage people to really tap into yourself. Let go of the complaints. Let go of the judgments, the dramas, the fears. It's just wasting time. Connect to your spirit, to your heart, to your love, and cherish every single minute of breath that you have on this earth with you, your family, and with your life purpose and what it is that you're creating for your career. Live life to the fullest. That's my message today on your show.
That's right. And how can individuals contact you as far as your music or books, if they wanted to buy your music or books?
Absolutely.
Or
well,
connect
again,
with you.
My website is www.spiritofoya.com. That's Spirit of O-Y-A is how you spell my name, spiritofoya.com. My Facebook is Spirit of Oya page. My Twitter, my Instagram, what am I forgetting, any other social media? That's all Spirit
LinkedIn.
Of Oya. Oh, yeah, I'm on LinkedIn, too. Thanks. Yeah, that's Spirit of Oya, too. Everything is Spirit of Oya. Outside of the Facebook is Spirit of Oya page. Again, the website is spiritofoya.com, and then you can be able to click on the icons and go directly to social media. iTunes and Amazon, you can get the album Spirit of Oya. Just type in Spirit of Oya. And the book is The 5-Star Points for Success, those that want it digitally. And if you want the paperback or the physical CD, just go to spiritofoya.com, click on store, the factory there where I have my CDs and books. They're amazing. They get them out immediately, and they will be in your beautiful little hands to read or to listen right away. And we're doing the pre-order for the audiobook now as well, so that's available. But, yeah, those are all the ways to reach out to me. And, yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'm open up the lines because I have a few people on here, and some just, you know, want to listen, but some may have questions. So if anyone have any questions, you know, I'll pause so that you can ask Ms. Oya your question or questions.
Yeah, I like questions. I like people.
Yep.
Okay.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, who's this?
This is Evangelist Evelyn Green. How you doing, Ms. Oya Thomas?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
Doing wonderful, thank you, thank you. I like to, for you, I'm thanking you for being on the show. I mean, you have really inspired me, and that song, "Hold On."
Hold on, be strong.
Be strong. I loved it, and I when I heard it, it started being very jazzy, and so that grabbed my attention there. And then you said you like saxophone, huh?
Absolutely. My roots are in gospel. You know, when people ask me, I really don't like to get into the whole, like, oh, this is my genre of music. I just love good music. But the truth of the matter is, if I have to choose, I'm an R&B soul singer, and I say my roots are in gospel and jazz. And I think you hear that. Singing starting off in church, like I said, that's just where that came from. And listening to jazz, you know, from Mahalia Jackson to Frank Sinatra was in my house. You know what I mean? This is what I was listening to and going to church, and then all the other music from Stevie Wonder to Bob Marley. It was everywhere, everything, but it was great, good music. You know what I mean? And
yes.
So I'm so glad that you enjoyed that. It sounds like you love gospel and jazz.
I do. I truly do. And that's why I love that song. It was very jazzy. But very inspirational.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that for all of us. My question is, Ms. Oya, is I am the radiant light. Is that what you called it?
I am a ray of light, yes. I want to remind everybody that everybody is a ray of light. Everybody is a star. It's just about how bright you want to shine, because so many people dim their light. That's the reason why I came up with that.
Awesome.
Amen.
And that is amen. That's an awesome title. You are correct on that. Everybody is a ray of light, but they just don't know it. But what I love hearing is that you said it's a movement, and I didn't quite hear how can a person get more information on that and be a part of that movement?
Well, I absolutely love that. We have a general email box. It's called hello @spiritavoya.com. And you can email and my assistant, if you know, you're interested in anything as regards to assistance and being a part of that movement. This is the time that we are actually putting energy out right now to have people that are involved from city to city, because what I know in Los Angeles, where are you from?
San Antonio, Texas.
Okay. So you're in San Antonio. So what I know in L.A., I don't know what's happening there in San Antonio. So when we have different people around the world to be able to connect with us and let us know what different people are doing as we're moving forward and building this organization and what the needs are and about people, that's how we're going to be able to be a movement with wonderful people like you that want to get involved to shine their light and help other people shine theirs. So thank you for that. And you can find that email through the website, spiritavoya.com, and you can email us and let us know your interest. Just put the subject, I'm a ray of light, so we know what that is, and then it will be directed to the proper person.
Awesome, awesome. I love that. Thank you so much. I would look into that and like to be a part of that movement.
Thank
you. Also, the five-star step.
The five-star points for success.
Awesome. I'm going to look up that and get a hold of that audio and read into that. I'm entrepreneur by spirit as well, and would love to hear more about that. So I will be looking at your book.
Well, and, absolutely. If you're a digital person, again, iTunes and Amazon has the CD and the book for digital download on your Kindle or iPad. But if you're like me, I still like the physical CDs and I like the paperback books. There's a bundle sale that's going on right now. On my website, if you click again on store, if you go to spiritavoya.com, click on store, and you can order both the book and the CD together, and they'll ship that out to you. And I think that you would really love it. And, of course, Hold On, Be Strong is on that that album, as well as other inspirational songs that I really think that you would enjoy if you enjoyed that one.
Yes, ma'am. And, again, thank you so much, woman of God. God bless you and all that you do and what you're doing for all of the people. So God bless you, and take care. And
thank
again,
you. God bless you too, and thank you for engaging. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, Ms. Oya, and once again, I appreciate you for being on the ministry. And if you want to send some of your other friends to interview with me, I would really love that.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm going to check out your website, and I know your schedule is hectic, so I'm going to let you go. But, I'm going to keep up with you, and may God bless your talents and everything that you do, okay?
Yes, God bless you. And, again, peace, blessings, and light ahead to you and all your listeners. Thank you for having me on the show, and I hope you continue to play my music, and I look forward to hearing what you think about the book, and at a later date after you read the book, if you have additional questions and would like to talk specifically about that, I would love to do that as well.
That's great. Thank you so much, and God bless you, okay?
God bless you. Peace.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. Oya Thomas. And as you know and as you heard, she has a book out and she has music out, and so we're going to support her. Let's look up her information and be sure to support some great, great music. I have a few announcements to make, and then I will bid you a great evening. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actresses, journalists, those individuals in the community with a positive message for our youth, please Facebook at Free to Love. That's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. You can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to watch your calendars. The second Saturday in June, we are going to have, as I said before, a youth talent show, so make sure you're watching your calendars. In addition to that, make sure that you join me on Saturday, as I will have another special guest. Her name is Miss Elaine, and she's actually from Savannah, Georgia, and she adopted a child from Africa, and this child turned out to be a professional ballerina, and she's going to tell us, and she's going to journey with us the story of how this all happened, and it's an amazing story, so you have to come back on Saturday. You have to. Be sure, as I said before, to continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself and those individuals who you don't even know. Pray for them as well, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. In addition to that, just make sure you continue to pray for our students and our children. Make sure that you continue to be actively involved and engaged with your child, and make sure that you continue to glorify and magnify Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So without further ado, I would like to say that I want all of you to know that God loves you, and I love you, and as I said before, next time, bring some other individuals to the Love of Jesus ministry. If you had to miss this particular ministry because you were at work or because you forgot, then that's fine. Everything is recorded, so make sure that you're able to listen to that. I want to thank all of the listeners and those who will listen. And as I said before, just continue to pray. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.